Hi there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photoblog where I deposit up to half a dozen photographs on a daily basis. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the website can be found at las.new-england.net.au. But if you prefer, the photographs have also been included within the MP3 file, and the likes of Apple's iTunes software on a PC or Macintosh can be used to scroll through the photographs, and if you click on the thumbnail, the larger photograph will appear. Pretty clever, huh? Well, today's Monday, November the 29th, and it is as if summer was switched on today, here at the end of spring. Temperature range 10 to 34 Celsius, 50 to 93 Fahrenheit. A bit warmer than the forecast. And we live east of the city of Armidale, about 27 kilometers or 16 miles east. And it's usually a few degrees warmer than town out here in the middle of the rural area. And today is a bit of a mixed bag, but the highlight is the bushfires. We've got a bushfire nearby, which hence mentioning the rural area. On with the photographs. The first photograph was taken this morning as I sat in the dog run waiting for the dogs to finish eating. Taken with my handheld Coolpix 3700 compact camera. It was a bit too dark for natural light, so we have a blast of flash here, hence the reflection on the beetle's shell. We have a handful or four ants manipulating a beetle shell over the rough ground back to their nest. Second photograph is of two plants, the unidentified flowering plant with small blue flowers, and the green bush, the blackthorn, in amongst which the blue flowering plant is growing. Now I assume that I'm seeing the survival of the fittest effect here, and that the flower is not protected from hares and rabbits and whatever else wants to eat it, have already disappeared. So the ones I'm seeing are those in the prickly blackthorn. Then on to a series of three photographs of the bushfire, or wildfire if that's the name you're more used to. I saw a small amount of smoke yesterday, but as I was heading into town this afternoon, I noticed that there was even more smoke. So I headed away from town and went in search of the fire, just to get an idea of how far it was from our property. Do we need to worry just yet? And I didn't drive as far as the fire, but managed to find a point from which the fire was the source of the fire was obvious. So it's in a hilly, treed area, about 25 kilometers from the house, 15 miles. So there's no imminent danger. The wind is in the other direction, so if anything, the fire is going to be blown away from us. But there's plenty of smoke. The next photograph of the fire shows mostly white smoke with a little bit of darker, almost brown smoke. And then as the smoke hits the cloud layer, you can see the brown color from that smoke materializing, if that is indeed what it's doing. The third of that series of photographs, taken from further back as I was heading into town, I stopped at the top of a hill where I had a better view, and we see a large mass of smoke In fact, behind, or to the left and behind the smoke, we can see the shadow on the hills caused by that smoke. And the final photograph for the day, just on my way home again from being in town, I decided that this tree stump at the side of the track looked like it was reclining in the almost summer heat in its two arms, if you want to call them that, outstretched. And this tree stump's having a good old stretch. There's a, even if you use your imagination, you can see a couple of buttons and the line down the front of the chest where the shirt hasn't closed properly. Imagination is a wonderful thing. So we have those six photographs for today's entry into Look and See. I'll keep an eye on that fire. I went to the bushfire website just now, but it's broken, so I can't get an exact location. I'm Gordon Smith, and this has been Look and See for Monday, November the 29th. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by, thanks for listening. If you manage to find a minute or so in the next few days, please call again. Until then, bye for now.